Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Pam Harper is with us. Pamela S. Harper is the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. She is a business strategy expert. She is one of the things she's been talking to us a lot about recently is innovation and how to be innovative in your business. But one of the things she does also is help people like you and me with our performance and getting us to peak performance. As I said earlier, when I was telling you that she was going to be here, how you and I can get to the top of our game. And let's see what she has to say. Pam Harper, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. I heard somebody use that term the other day. He said something about, you know, that person is at the top of his game. And I saw that you wanted to talk about peak performance, it made me think about that person. What do you think?
I think that we're all looking for ways to increase our effectiveness and our efficiency, and that's really the most important thing, whether you're talking about innovation or other aspects of growing a company. Being at the peak, making sure you're most effective and most efficient in getting it done is where I think all of my clients are certainly at that. I'm at that. That's what I look at.
And as the alpha member of your company, as a leader of your company, your business needs you to be at peak performance, doesn't it?
Absolutely. The thing that employees are looking for, that clients are looking for, that your suppliers are looking for, is to make sure that you are very clear about what you're trying to achieve. And they're looking for you to set the pace.
Well, but peak performance is more than setting goals. It's execution, right?
You bet. It's both those things. But I think there are three things that are most important in terms of making things happen. And you have to go back just a little bit and make sure that you have those things covered. And that's what I want to talk about.
Okay, give us an example. What's first?
Well, the first thing is a focus on outcomes. You know, I see too many people who are busy so focused on activities and plans that they're letting their plans get in the way of their outcomes.
So you're saying they don't actually finish a product? They need to focus more on a finished product?
It's focusing on what you need to see happening. You know, when we think about our dreams, we're not thinking about a plan to
right.
a dream so much.
Right.
We're thinking about the dream itself. And it's that way in business. For instance, a company that wants to achieve 20% more sales in 2011.
Right.
You could say, well, okay, we're going to have 20% more sales calls. You could say that, and that's a plan.
Mm-hmm.
But that isn't necessarily the way to 20% more sales.
That's right.
So one of the things that you might want to be looking at is what are the different things that we need to address in order to get to mm-hmm. that 20% more sales. So focusing on 20% more sales can mean a lot of different things. For instance, one company may be looking at the fact whether they have the right salespeople in place. Do they have the right organization in place?
Right.
In order to get there.
Do they have enough activity to produce that? If their close ratio is 20%, 1 out of 5, and they
uh-huh.
want to do 20% more sales, then they've got to make that many more calls. They've got to make 5 times more calls than that.
Could be, but they also may need to be looking at, if we want 20% more sales overall in the organization or in the company, are we saturated in our current market? Do we need to even
mm-hmm.
be looking at identifying new markets
mm-hmm.
in order to have 20% more sales growth?
So when you're saying that peak performance is when you set goals, when you have a dream, when you have this thing that you want to accomplish, make sure that the reality that you currently are operating within will produce that. And if it won't, you got to be honest about it, and you got to create a new reality.
Well, that's right. That's certainly it. It's not being so focused on activity that you're not looking at what that activity is oriented towards.
And that's where
you have to keep your eye.
And do you also have to see that something is coming from this? I mean, as you were talking about this, I remember a term my grandmother used to use. She called it making a showing.
Making a showing.
Meaning as you're working, you can actually see the product of what your activity is producing.
Yeah, we're on the same wavelength. We're definitely on the same wavelength here. And that's one of the things that I do talk about in my book quite a bit, is the whole concept of looking at what you're trying to achieve. And I think it's a fundamental, foundational kind of thing to do. It is certainly not everything, as you say, but it is one tip.
Okay. Let's talk about that. I want to talk about that, but let's make sure that give us another example of this. You talked about sales, 20% more sales. Give us another example. What? Because I think this is important to stay with for a second.
Okay. One of the things I say that a lot of other companies, we just recently conducted a survey of small businesses, mid-sized businesses, I would say, mm-hmm. that were looking at how they could foster a culture of growth. This was actually an objective that a number of companies had. And they were saying, well, we're busy. We're trying to develop new products. That's really what we're trying to do. We can't develop, foster a culture of growth. You know, we don't have time.
Right.
And so one of the things that we've been beginning to talk about is how do you fit everything in, you know, because the outcome is we want to develop new products. We want to foster a culture of growth. How are we going to make all these things happen? It's focusing on the outcome and not getting so caught up in the minute plans that everybody's tripping over each other.
It also sounds a little bit like to me that you're doing the due diligence on your own desires, meaning you're not just saying that you want something without putting it to the test about whether you actually have the capital, the people, the systems, the training to pull it off. That's to me, that's kind of a due diligence kind of a way of thinking about it. What do you think?
It is. It's really looking, it's being both farsighted and nearsighted at the same time. You really have to be looking at both aspects. Of course, things have to be achievable. But
right.
at the same time, there has to be a large enough vision of what you're trying to accomplish.
Right.
And understanding what that looks like in
right.
its final form. How you make it happen, there are so many ways. There are so many alternatives and options, and that's what I work so hard to help people to understand.
Pam, give us your website. We got to take a quick break. What's your website?
Businessadvance.com.
Businessadvance.com. The book is called Preventing Strategic Gridlock. Pamela S. Harper, available wherever books are sold. Pam and I will be right back. We got a couple of more of these performance tips from Pam Harper. Stay with us. Now can you tell me?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.